Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ninilam Hangsing with the evening bulletin. The headlines. Prime Minister Modi addresses first session of G20 summit in Johannesburg, South Africa, focused on inclusive and sustainable growth. President Murmu says government is taking several steps to improve the lives of citizens. Government planning to increase NCC strength from 17 to 20 lakhs. And World Fisheries Day 2025 celebrated at Kebipele Fishery, Kailalwa Ward, Jaluke Town of Perrin District. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the first session of the G20 summit in Johannesburg, South Africa, which focused on inclusive and sustainable growth. With Africa hosting the G20 summit for the first time, Mr. Modi said that this is the right moment to revisit global development parameters and prioritize growth that is both inclusive and sustainable. He added that India's civilizational values, particularly the principle of integral humanism, offer a meaningful way forward. The Prime Minister proposed the creation of a G20 global healthcare response team, emphasizing that the world is stronger when it works together during health emergencies and natural disasters. He said their effort should be to create teams of trained medical experts from fellow G20 nations who are ready for rapid deployment in case of any emergencies. To tackle the rising challenge of drug trafficking, especially the spread of dangerous substances like fentanyl, the Prime Minister proposed a G20 initiative on countering the drug terror nexus. Mr. Modi called on member nations to unite to weaken the wretched drug terror economy. The Prime Minister also proposed a G20 Africa Skills Multiplier initiative that will prepare 1 million certified trainers in Africa in the next decade, boosting local capacity and long-term development. Mr. Modi further proposed a global traditional knowledge repository under the G20. Powered by Indian Knowledge Systems, this initiative seeks to pass a sustainable insight to future generations. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the government is taking several steps to improve the lives of citizens. She stressed that skills and strengths of people must be harnessed for the nation's development. The president today addressed a special session at Prasanthi Nilayam Puttaparthi commemorating the centenary of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. She paid homage to Sri Satya Sai Baba at the Sai Kulwant Hall. Appealing for collective participation, the president said spiritual organizations, NGOs, the private sector and citizens all have an important role to play. She said India can become a Viksit Bharat by 2047 with the collective efforts of all.
Bharat Sarkar aise anek kadam utha rahi hai jisse deshvasiyon ka jeevan sugam aur saral ho tatha ve apni pratibha aur kshamata ka upayog desh ke vikas mein kar sake. Bharat Sarkar ke in prayason mein sabhi dharmarth संस्थाओं एनजीओज प्राइवेट सेक्टर्स और नागरिकों को योगदान देना चाहिए आपका योगदान भारत को 2047 तक एक विकसित राष्ट्र बनाने के हमारे लक्ष्यों को पूरा करने में सहयोग सिद्ध होगा
Government is planning to increase the National Cadet Corps strength from 17 to 20 lakhs and expand its role in various programs to contribute to both national development and national security. Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh said this while laying a wreath at the National War Memorial in New Delhi on the occasion of 78th NCC Day. Pointing towards the country's young population with a median age of 28 years, Mr. Singh said that this demographic advantage is a major force driving country's progress. He also said that the NCC stands as a strong example of the nation's youth power and potential.
Our youthful population, our demographic advantage is the biggest factor driving our nation's growth to a developed country status by 2047 as dreamt by our Honorable Prime Minister. And the National Cadet Corps is the biggest example of this youthful power and potential of this country. The Government of India has decided that the strength of the National Cadet Corps will be further expanded from 17 to 20 lakhs.
Director General of NCC, Lieutenant General Virendra Vats, said that NCC has a presence in over 700 districts across India. World Fisheries Day 2025 was celebrated yesterday at Kebipele Fishery, Kailalwa Ward, Jaluke Town of Perrin District. The event was organized by Jaluke Valley Fishery Cooperative Society in collaboration with the Department of Fisheries and Aquatic Resources, Perrin. On the occasion, Deputy Commissioner Perrin, Hiazu Meru, highlighted the importance about the sustaining fisheries management in the district. He encouraged the gathering to go back to nature and conserve the aquatic ecosystem. President of Anglers Association Nagaland Mohan Bemonguli and Joint Director Department of Fisheries and Aquatic Resources Nithok Kotsu encouraged the citizens to generate more fish to enhance their economy for their livelihood. Besides holding angling and snail eating competition, the celebration was also marked with the launch of Perin District Anglers Association by the special guest. 37 underground members of the banned CPI Maoist, including 3 senior state committee members, returned to the mainstream in Hyderabad, Telangana. They include 25 women who surrendered before Telangana Director General of Police B. Shivadar Reddy. They also surrendered 8 firearms, including 1 K-47 and some live ammunition. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The 56th International Film Festival of India, IFFI, in Panaji, Goa, continues to shine bright in its star power. The third day of the film festival continues to entertain cinephiles from film screenings and inquisitive masterclasses to exclusive conversation with rising film stars. We have a report.
In a special masterclass, renowned filmmaker Vidhu Vinod Chopra discussed about life, cinema and the art of storytelling. Sharing anecdotes about his filmography, Mr. Chopra talked about the 8K restoration of the classic 1942, A Love Story, to the time he won his first national award as a young and broke filmmaker. Film festival darlings, including Golden Lion winner at Venice Film Festival, Father, Mother, Sister, Brother and Italian film Mosquitoes to Telugu classic Malleswari were also screened, much to the audience's delight. With Nikhil and Saira, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Panji.
Police has busted a racket of international arms traffickers linked to Pakistan's intelligence agency ISI and arrested 4 suspects. In a coordination operation, the crime branch recovered 10 sophisticated pistols, including 5 manufactured in Turkey and 3 made in China. Briefing media New Delhi today, Joint Commissioner of Police Crime Surendra Kumar said the racket had been supplying arms to notorious gangsters. He said that the network used drones from Pakistan to smuggle high-end foreign pistols. Union Minister and BJP President JP Nadda flagged off the Sardar at 150 Unity March in New Delhi today, commemorating the 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhai Patel. Addressing the event, Mr. Nadda highlighted that a series of events have been organized across the country to honor the legacy of Sardar Patel. He emphasized that the true tribute to Sardar Patel lies in inspiring the youth to lead the nation towards Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat, Viksit Bharat, Atmanirbhar Bharat. India advanced to the final of the first T20 Women's World Cup cricket for the blind with a commanding 9-wicket win over Australia in Colombo today. Chasing 110 runs, India scored 112 for 1 in 11.5 overs. After winning the toss, India put Australia to bat first, who struggled to build partnerships and were restricted to 109 for 9. And the Nagaland Sepak Takraw Association, NASTA, is set to organize the 6th Nagaland State Sepak Takraw Open Championship 2025 for men and women. It will be held at Government Higher Secondary School ground, United Colony, Dimapur, from 11th to 12th of next month. NASTA informed that the winner, runner-up and third place holders will be awarded with cash prize with trophies and certificates, while the remaining participants will be awarded certificates. It said that the last day for team registration is 5th September. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Modi addresses first session of G20 summit in Johannesburg, South Africa, focused on inclusive and sustainable growth. President Murmu says government is taking several steps to improve the lives of citizens. Government planning to increase NCC strength from 17 to 20 lakhs. And World Fisheries Day 2025 celebrated at Kavipele Fishery, Kalilwa Ward, Jaluki Town of Perin District. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.